Hello and welcome to our very first FAWSL preview show. Over the next 9 days, you will be hearing from myself and my good friend from She Kicks magazine, Jen O'Neill, as we preview each club in the lead up to the start of the 2016 Women's Super League season, which kicks off on March 23rd. Jen, fresh from your return from the She Believes Cup, how are you doing?
Well, fresh probably isn't the right word to describe me. I'm okay. I can call it the She Believes Cup without laughing anymore. I kind of believe in what they were doing and the message, even if people maybe in the UK think it was a slightly naff name.
I think you're doing well saying without laughing. I know many people over here probably aren't as able to contain themselves as maybe you are, but that's a good effort on your part. But we're going to start off previewing Arsenal ladies, looking ahead to their season and maybe have a look at some of the players that they've signed and what we think they might be able to do this year. I think from my personal perspective, before we look at Arsenal, I look at this season as arguably being one of the most unpredictable. When you look at the strength of the teams that are going into this campaign, the resources that are available to some of them, I know that Matt Beard, when he left the WSL, when he left Liverpool, he said that he feared it could become very top-heavy in favour of a few teams. But for myself, I find it very difficult to predict this campaign, and I wondered what your views were going into the new season.
I think you're spot on. Because you can spend a lot of money and you can have the training facilities and all that kind of thing, and you do, we are essentially talking about three or four clubs probably fighting for the title. However, if you look at what some of them managed to do with a very small group of players, if you don't get injuries to key personnel, if you get results early on and you get a bit of confidence going, and I think maybe the way that the fixtures work can have an impact as well. If things come right for you, all of the money and all of the talent doesn't really mean anything. It's such a small league that one or two bits of luck or one or two results, or you don't put the ball in the back of the net despite having dominated a match for 89 minutes, then it has such a big impact. And we were away in the US at the She Believes Cup, me and a couple of the other journals, and it was sort of like, well, who's going to be your top three? Who's going to be your bottom four? And nobody agrees, and I bet none of us are right either.
No, and that's the way that I kind of view it at this time, and it'll be interesting to see is when the season starts and who those are that kind of get the quick start and who those are that maybe are playing catch-up. But we're going to look at Arsenal ladies. They finished in the top three last year, better season than what they'd had the previous year. I mean, looking at them going into this campaign, what are your expectations in terms of what Pedro Losa is trying to do there and what they might be able to achieve?
Well, that's one of the things that it was me and people might have heard of Tony Litton or who were having a barney about it, because I think that Arsenal are stronger than he thinks, because I believe what Pedro's trying to do, and I'm listening to him after the Conte Cup win up towards the end of last season. He was talking about how, I mean, they did have it was a tale of two halves to their season. They didn't really get going in the first half. And when they did get going, when they got players back, and the sort of key players for them are in the midfield, Ian and Jordan Nobbs, and once Vicky Lozada, she shook off ankle injuries, they became the force that you'd always wanted them to be. I mean, they lost Ken Smith as well. So if you look at the experience they've got through that squad, they've got the talent and the young, hungry players and the foreigners who've come into it. They think it's like, it's incredible. Emma Byrne, even if she's not first choice, then you've got Alex Scott and Casey Stoney. Then you've got Farrah Williams coming into the field, along and Kelly Smith and Yanks up front. There isn't really, for me, a side, maybe Chelsea, who've got that long-running experience of winning titles and winning cups in the English league.
Yeah, and I think
if they keep people fit, I think that they're going to be a match for anybody.
Yeah, and I spoke to Jordan Nobbs at Arsenal's media day a couple of weeks ago, and we discussed the depth that they've now got. I mean, when you look at last year, there were periods of the season where they had, as you rightly say, Vicky Lozada, Leah Williamson, and Jordan herself. were all injured at one point or another, and at times they didn't have their first choice midfield when you add Kelly Smith to that as well. And they've tried to counter that, haven't they? You mentioned Farrell Williams. They've also brought in Danielle van der Donk, who we obviously spoke to for She Kicks magazine during that Arsenal media day. They've brought in young prospect Kate McCabe, who I know will add some quality, and she's an exciting prospect. And obviously Josephine Enning, who has had a few injury problems over the last year or two while at PSG, but we know her qualities when you look at the fact she plays for the German women national team. She's played for Wolfsburg, she's played for Tabina Potsdam. Pedro Losa has done well in his recruiting, hasn't he?
Yeah, I agree. There's always whispers or something, they're not going to play again, or there was question marks over whether, you know, she would be the player that she'd been in the throughout the youth teams and breaking into the German national team. She looked absolutely fine in the games at the She Believes Cup, so I don't think there's any question marks over that. And we haven't even mentioned Natalia either, because she's the person who hits the back of the net. Danielle Carter, a great talent. Is she consistent enough yet? Not sure. But Natalia is the person that just consistently finds the back of the net. Started off the season and pre-season with two goals against Bayern, didn't she? So you just look all over the squad and there's quality. And we can argue, you know, is that sort of quick passing midfield style, Pedro wanting to play that kind of attractive kind of football, is that going to work well with if you get your defence and defensive midfield sorted out? Then I think there's quite a lot of muscle in there. Dominique Janssen's not, she's no pushover, is she? She likes a tackle. So I don't see that many weaknesses in that lineup.
No, I don't. And I think depth was probably one of the weaknesses they had last year. I mean, they've lost a few as well. Obviously, Siobhan Chamberlain has left to go to Liverpool, but that doesn't really come as a surprise because she finished last season on loan at Notts County. Chioma Ibagagu's gone over to America to play for the Houston Dash. Jade Bailey, bit of a surprise one going to Chelsea. And obviously, Carla Humphrey has gone to Doncaster Rovers Bells on loan. I mean, out of those four, who do you think they're most likely to miss, or who do you think might have had an impact this season that maybe they might have been able to call upon?
Well, I think that isn't it. Jade Bailey's probably been a reliable person in the sense that when they've needed somebody with a level head in midfield and they've been missing players, and she, with all those players you mentioned, they're versatile and they've got talent. Jade's probably, for me, just sort of maybe slightly above the others. And we haven't even mentioned Asisat Ashuala, because I believe that deal's finally sorted with her work permit come through. So you add that into the mix and we've got even more excitement as an attacking force.
And one of the, I guess, key things for Pedro Losa now is how does he keep all those players happy? You know, he's got, as you say, Asisat Oshuala coming in. He's added Farrell Williams to an already packed midfield, Daniel van der Donk, Kate McCabe. He's now got the challenge of actually keeping those players happy, but I guess rotating them when he feels necessary to try and keep the team fresh.
Well, I think if the squad's winning, then hopefully everybody is happy. It's difficult to fathom the fixtures, and I guess we'll cross that when we talk about other teams as well. They kick off with Reading at home, don't they? And then they play Man City a few days later on Easter Monday after Man City, which I think is crucial. We'll have a pretty good idea of how Arsenal are going to do within about 4 or 5 days of the season kicking off. Because if they don't get a result at Man City, then they've already fallen behind.
What do you think is going to be the key? What do you think is going to be the key thing for them breaking into that top two? It's been a couple of years now of no Champions League football. That's very uncommon for a team like Arsenal, who have, you know, won, the only English club to have won the UEFA Women's Champions League, or the Women's UEFA Cup, as it used to be referred to. What's going to be the key thing for them breaking into that top two?
Well, they have to beat out one of the other two that's already happy in those positions. So if they're going to get... There's three teams from our sort of layman's position looking at it and looking at squads. I hope we're proven wrong, but looking at that, if Arsenal want to get in the top two, then they have to nudge out Chelsea and Man City. And to do that, it basically comes down to results against those two sides. So whether it's what we're talking about, where on the field they're going to do it. Man City are so strong at the back. Chelsea are solid, but they're more exciting going forward. Arsenal just have to be consistent all the way through the season and get decent results at City and at Chelsea. So I think if they can get a result at City on Easter Monday, it totally sort of upsets everything as to how people expect the season was going to pan out.
I spoke to Kelly Smith a couple of weeks ago. I know that you know her very well, having followed her career from when she was a teenager. How much of an influence do you think she can have on this team doing well? She admitted that she is unlikely to start many games. She'll probably come off the bench more often than not. But when you can call upon a player like her, you've always got a chance in a game, whether you're drawing or maybe a goal behind, or you need to keep hold of a lead. She's a, well, are there many better that you can call upon to bring onto the field when the going is tough, for want of a better term?
Yeah, well, there's not really anybody who's got that level of ability that can see what needs to be done and come on and impact games. I think it happened last season before she got injured. Perhaps even in the game that she did get injured in, that was part of the problem. She came on and changed the game to the point where she was at a different level to the players that had been playing the game to that point, and that's why she got caught. She is a phenomenon. Their former coach once said, Shelley said, that you won't ever have another player like Kelly in England, so you have to enjoy watching her while you can. So it's a bit of a gift that we get to see a bit more of her this season, because for a little while it seemed like it might all be over.
Well, one of the things I was hoping to do as part of these preview shows, much like I did with the NWSL last year, was to bring a player on to interview to help preview the season. Unfortunately, through circumstances out of our control, Arsenal haven't been able to sort anyone for us, and I have no issue with that or the club whatsoever. So we'll do that with other clubs moving forward, hopefully. But I guess how I would finish off, Jen, I'm not going to ask you to predict where Arsenal are going to finish, because that's nigh on impossible, as we outlined from the start of the show. But if you had to pick one player for people to look out for this season in the Arsenal ranks, who would you pick?
Oh, it's difficult, isn't it? God. Katie Stoney was probably the best performer right throughout the season last season. I think she might have even played every game as well. But I think this Arsenal season, although you've got a player with 150 caps on, I don't know how I can overlook Farah, but I think the player that their season hinges on is Jordan Nobbs, and if she stays fit and plays as well as she can, then I believe that she's got the ability and the drive to push the team to where they want to go. So I think we all know the sort of player that she is and the player that she can be. I think she can be even better once she gets going. I think she hasn't reached her full potential yet. And so I think if she stays fit, I think she's the crucial key in the whole picture.
Okay. I'm going to go. She's probably not going to get that many minutes on the field, but I was impressed with her when she was given a chance last year. I'm going to go with Chloe Kelly as my player to watch for this season. I think very direct style of play. I think her size should not be underestimated in terms of, she's not the biggest, but then how many players in the women's game are in terms of physical presence, because she has a tenacity to her game that allows her to be that forward player that can be thrown on with 10, 15 minutes left, a bundle of energy, and did chip in with a few goals last season. So I think she is a player that, when Arsenal maybe need a goal going into the last 10 minutes, 15 minutes of a game, she may well be a player that they turn to as someone that they might look as being able to give them that goal that they need. So she would be a player that I would certainly look out for, as well as Kate McCabe. I think she's exciting. I think there's a lot of interest in her, certainly back home in Ireland. Yeah. So I think there's definitely a player to look out for, certainly a couple. But I agree with you on Jordan, an unbelievable talent. I think she gets better every season as well.
I will be fascinated to see what happens with Oshuala. I watched Shane at the Under 20 World Cup. She had showed flashes of what she can do on the international level at the World Cup. Unfortunately, season cut short with injury. Bit more time to settle in England in the Arsenal setup. I mean, we could see a completely different player. So she could be the big wow factor, but it's an unpredictable thing, and that's why it's quite intriguing.
Yeah, agreed. I think if we see the best of her, she could really help that team to achieve great things. But be interesting to see. And as we said, Pedro Losa certainly got a challenge on his hands on keeping those players happy with so many to pick from. But we'll wrap it up there, Jen, in terms of our look at Arsenal ladies. Tomorrow, we're going to have a look at Birmingham City ladies. I'm hopeful that I will have a player for people to listen to and get their views on the upcoming season. But until then, thank you very much for listening to our Arsenal Ladies preview. Jen, I will speak to you tomorrow on Birmingham City Ladies, and we can chew the fat over the West Midlands club.